I don't ever want to look at myself as like, I'm not good enough in this moment, ever, in any circumstance, ever in my life, whether that's my mind, my body, anything that I'm doing. Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways. What is up, everyone? Welcome to this week's episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling. I am the host of the show and the founder of High Moon Studio, which is a branding agency. So excited to talk to you guys today. I don't really have anything planned. You know, some of these podcast episodes, I have shit planned for you. Some I don't, and I like to just talk. This one, I'm just going to talk. We're going to talk today about planning a shoot. And more specifically, I'm just going to tell you everything that I do. So I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to tell you what the fuck I do. Or more so what we do at High Moon Studio to plan a shoot. We have a shoot next week. By the time this podcast airs, our shoot will have been done. But I know how hard it is to plan a shoot, especially if you've never done one before and you're like, wait a second, what do I do? So I'm going to just kind of walk you through how to plan a shoot, or how we plan a shoot more so. All right, let's get right into it. All right, so first things first, at the beginning of the year, me and my team sit down and we plan the shoots for the rest of the year, for the entire year. And the shoots are always planned because of a reason. So I don't ever plan a shoot just to plan a shoot. They always have a purpose behind them and it's tied to whatever we're launching. So just to give you a little bit of background, we're shooting on April 13th, and that is going to be photo and video for our ads funnels. So we are specifically, we just started investing in Facebook and Instagram ads. Actually, we are only running them on Instagram because that's what's performing for us. And I can do a whole nother podcast episode on ads. I think that would actually be really good. But anyway, so we invested in that and we're actually like nailing down all of our funnels, which holy shit, let me tell you, so much work. But all of that work is done so that you can make so much money. So it's all going to work out in the end, but my God, is it a lot of work. So basically we're planning out all of our ads funnels for designer training and for other programs like passive income products and stuff like that that we have. And we're creating, you know, photo and video ads specifically for those funnels. So that's what this shoot is all about. It's going to mostly just be me and we're going to do some talking to the camera bits. So I know how to plan the shoot based on what the shoot is for. So this shoot's going to be really different than the next shoot that I talk about because it's going to be a lot of me talking to video, like inspirational, you know, motivational type of content. And we're going to create awesome videos from it. We're going to shoot some amazing photos for the ads. And we're going to have all the copy for the ads before we shoot so that we can actually shoot for the copy, if that makes sense. So if like one ad, I'm just going to make some shit up. I have a glass of wine sitting in front of me right now. Maybe one ad would be like, do you want to drink wine at noon on a Wednesday? Well, you can if you're an entrepreneur. Okay, that was terrible. But anyway, maybe in that shot, then we would have a glass of wine, you know? So we know what we're shooting based on the actual copy, which is great. And then we actually have script copy for the videos. So I'm not just going to be like falling over my words the whole time. It's actually going to have a purpose. So very, very excited about that. Lots to prep for that photo shoot. But the thing is with that shoot, we're not using much with the direction that I'm going. We're not going to use many props or anything like that. So it's kind of like less planning with the props, but more planning with the actual content of the shoot, if that makes sense. Okay. Then we have a shoot on June 21st, which is going to be of the High Moon Studio team, which I'm so excited about because everything has been just me. And since we've kind of started this now we're in an agency, it's not just me working everything. I have a team, I have full-time people, and we're actually going to hire a few more a few more, at least one, before that happens. We have a retreat actually. So we're doing a retreat for all of the High Moon Studio employees in Joshua Tree, which I'm so excited about. And part of that retreat is going to be a photo shoot. So we got this dope AF house, like Airbnb, and we're going to shoot just photo only, no video, just photo only of the team for social media and for our website, which we're going to be redoing our website around that same time. So we're going to add in shots of the team rather than it just being an Alex Fest, right? Because it's, I no longer run this business, and I really don't want it to feel like it's just me. Like I look at, for instance, like Jenna Kutcher or anybody else in that sphere, and the photos are all of just that. I mean, hers are like her and her family or whatever, but I don't want that. I want the people who put in the work to get the recognition, and that is not only me. So it's really important to me that, you know, we have a photo shoot of the whole team. Then we have, so excited about this one, another shoot for my second business that I can not share quite yet, but it's a product line, which I, oh my God, you guys are just going to freak out. It's so amazing. But that's going to be end of August, early September, when we have our samples that we can shoot with. So we're going to do lifestyle photo and video. And then I'm also having a product photographer shoot that as well. And we're going to be doing that in Palm Springs, which I am just oof, so excited about. You have no idea. The house is amazing. Then we are going to be shooting in September in New York City. And we're actually, this is going to be video only, and we are going to be shooting mini courses and mini lessons. So I can't wait to share that with you. We're going to have, I mean, that's just a little preview to what's to come at the end of this year with High Moon Studio. We're going to have a lot more courses, more professionally shot, more straight to the point, no more lives. I'm not going to say like I'll never do lives again, but I want our stuff to be like completely straight to the point, no bullshit, just get right to it. Lots of screen recording stuff. So basically I'm going to do all of the screen recordings for all these trainings prior to when we shoot in September, so that in September we can shoot mini lessons that go in between those screen recordings, intros, outros, all of that fun stuff. So that's going to be video only. And those are all of our shoots for the year. So we have 4 shoots, which is quite a lot. Obviously, High Moon Studio only has 3, and then my new business has 1. So that's what 2021 is looking like right now. So first step, plan out your shoots for the year. And in order to do that, you have to have your plan, like your business plan for the whole year. So you need to have your launch plan. What are you launching? What are you in your services? All of that stuff. You need to have your shit planned out. So if you don't, start there and then plan your shoot. Next step. So I'm just going to talk through the shoot I'm planning right now, which is this April 13th photo video for our ads funnels, in LA we're shooting. So I basically throughout the year we'll start like saving in Instagram, on Pinterest, whatever, just some inspiration. So I create a Pinterest board, I start saving, I kind of have an idea when I'm actually going to, so I have an idea by the time I actually have to start the Pinterest board for the full team, photographer, videographer, hair, makeup person, anybody who's involved. So by that time, I kind of have a little bit of a vision. Then I create the Pinterest board, and the Pinterest board is really what we work off of. So then I say, okay, so this is kind of what I'm looking for. I'm not going to share it with you now because I want to, well, fuck, this is going to come out actually after the shoot is done. So here we go. You're going to get a behind the scenes look if you haven't seen the shoot yet. So basically my plan is it's going to be very like Kardashian interview style, like super clean studio, like beautiful, just beautiful, but simple. I want it to feel effortless. I don't want it to feel like overly staged or anything like that. So it's just going to be real raw, like me talking like this, but looking like fresh AF, you know what I'm saying? Like super, super good. Then we're going to have behind the scenes stuff that's going to be shot with a Super 8. So if you don't know what a Super 8 is, it's like a vintage camera. It basically creates these like almost home video style looking stuff. I really want the photo video to reflect our brand voice a bit more moving forward now that we've kind of like found it, which is this real, unfiltered, raw. So I want like the behind the scenes is going to be, I don't want it to be staged. I don't care what I look like. I mean, my God, if I were to go back in time and tell 16-year-old Alex that I don't care what I look like, she'd be like, what? But at this point, I just don't, because guess what? If that's how I look in that very moment, that's exactly how I look, and I am perfect just like that. I feel like, do you guys remember Jenna Marbles? Okay, so I used to watch Jenna Marbles videos, like YouTube videos back in the day. In one video, she said something where she was like, I hate when people get upset when there's a bad picture of them, because that's how they looked in that moment. And why should they be upset about that? And it really hit me. And, you know, I've finally come to a place where I'm like, no, I totally understand her. And that's exactly how I feel. Like, I mean, of course, I'm going to do everything that I can before the shoot to feel my best. But like, I don't need to lose 20 pounds before this shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I want to feel good. And I'm going to work out every day. And I'm going to eat healthy. And I'm going to drink water and all of that shit. But I don't ever want to look at myself as like, I'm not good enough in this moment, ever, in any circumstance, ever in my life, whether that's my mind, my body, anything that I'm doing. So I want the behind the scenes to be very much so like, you know, me getting my hair and makeup done while being on my computer, me running around, the team, Becca and Natalie are going to be there. There are two people that are on the High Moon Studio team, project manager and executive assistant. I basically want it to feel just like as if you were there. Like, I want you to feel like you're standing there with us with this behind the scenes stuff and get a look. Like, I don't have anything to hide ever. So it's just like, just show it all. That's kind of how I want it to be. So very like put together, you know, I'm in this studio. How beautiful am I? And then behind the scenes of like, look at how messy this shit is. Look at how difficult this is. Because you know me, I am never, ever the type of person to be like, oh, this is easy. Everything I'm doing is easy. No, I always give you guys a behind the scenes look, and I want that behind the scenes look to be real because that's who we are here at High Moon Studio. We're real. We're raw. We give you all of the details. We are not going to hold anything back. And so that's how I really want it to feel. So anyway, so I kind of choose that look and feel. I create a Pinterest board. I invite the team, photo, videographer, all that stuff. And they kind of will add to it where they see necessary. And then from that, I choose my outfit. So I look at that behind the scenes vision stuff, and I'll pull stuff too from Instagram. Like I'll save it, or I'll do like a screen recording on my phone if it's a video, and I'll kind of like, I'll save that and I will add those to the Pinterest board and stuff. And then I kind of look at everything that I have pinned and I say, okay, what are all these people wearing? Like, where are the patterns here? And oftentimes it's like the same shit. You'll be like, oh my God, I pinned 20 white suits. Wow, surprising. And then you're like, okay, well, I should probably get a white suit. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to like mesh your style with what you're seeing on the Pinterest board. So I just went and I like ordered shit tons of clothes. Okay. So I went to like, and I typically will order from places that have, that's A, easy to return to, and B, come really fast. So Revolve is a place I order from a lot. I don't skimp. If I like something that's $400, I just buy it because it'll pay for itself, right? Or I'll just, I mean, I don't want to say this, but sometimes you put it on for the shoot and then you just return it after. Like, I hate to say that, but it's sometimes it's the truth. Oftentimes I'll keep stuff. It's very rare that I do that. But anyway, so I'll get the shoes, I get the outfits, I get like if there's any hair accessories or just like earrings. You just have to think about everything. For this shoot in particular, it's very like real, raw. So I'm not going over the top with shit like I have in the past. Like, and then you have to look at the props too. Like, what kind of props do you need? Do you need to create a newspaper? Because we include newspapers a lot in our shoots. It's like our thing, and now everybody else is doing it. But you know what? Totally fine. Totally fine. We started that trend. If we are going to have a newspaper in our shot, we will have to design that prior. And those actually take a little bit to get. So you have to do it like, you know, a month at minimum prior so that you have it in time for the shoot. If there's anything else, like if there's like a wine, you know, if there's wine, do I need to get a new wine glass? Like, is there a cute glass that I want to purchase to make this shoot better? Are there candles? Are there flowers? Are there, what's in the shot? So you just got to look at those things and make a list. You know, it's not cheap, but it's always worth it. So make a list of everything that you need to buy, shop around. And then once I kind of have everything, so like right now I'm at the point where I got all my clothes in, I got all my shoes, and I always buy new shoes too. Like I always buy new shoes because you can really tell with the shoes, at least in my opinion. Sometimes if it's the look, like I will wear like worn in sneakers and stuff, but typically I want them to be super fresh, super white. So I will buy like, which I wear white sneakers almost every single day. If you're a friend of mine, you know I wear them out all the time. Like, I will literally wear suit pants and white sneakers. It's like my thing. So, I mean, I just buy a new pair of white sneakers and I just toss my other ones or whatever, which I need them anyway. So I kind of like, I always go with my style too. Like, I never want to feel like I'm trying to be someone else. Like, I always want to be myself, even if it's a little bit more elevated. Like, I wouldn't necessarily wear a suit out, but maybe if it was something fancy, like, I love that look on me. So it's just, you got to make sure that you feel good in whatever you're wearing. And obviously make sure it's on brand and all that shit. Everything that I bought is neutral. There's like one thing that I bought that has color, but for the most part, it's like still pretty neutral. The color itself is like very faint. So that's kind of what I do there. And then now I'm at the point where I have everything. This is what I was getting to. And actually tomorrow morning we have our call with the team. So the whole team, hair, makeup artist, photographer, videographer, myself, Becca. And I'm going to actually, like, I have a clothing rack that I purchased from Amazon. And so what I'll do prior to shoots is I will, you know, get my clothes in, I'll return what I don't like, or I'll just wait to return everything in case there's something that I don't want to return. So make sure you leave the tags on, and I'll hang everything up on my rack in my room. So it's not in my closet, but it's on this rack. So it's like everything for the shoot is on a rack, and I can see and I can be like, okay, so like this top goes with these pants and these pants. So I like mixing and matching things when it comes to shoots, because you really, what you want is you want the shoot to feel like you had like 10 shoots. And a great way to do that is if you have a pair of jeans that you love, to swap out your top, or like to add a hat, or to change your shoes, or like just easy switches that you can do throughout the shoot so that you're wearing like 10 different outfits. So I'll hang up all my clothes so I can see them all next to each other. And then you can start to see a pattern. You can start to be like, okay, so this can go with this and this, and then this can go with this and this. And you can kind of like plan out a timeline for the day. I always suggest too, like, wearing your least favorite outfit first, because the first shots are always the worst, because you're not natural. You're like, what do I do in front of this camera? This is so awkward. You know, obviously you want to play music and all of that shit, but the first shots are always like you're just getting the hang of it. And so you want to wear, you know, not your favorite outfit first, basically. So once I get all of that done, I start to kind of like pack up everything that I need for the shoot so that I'm not stressed out. Because if I'm like running around day of shoot, no fucking way. Like, if I'm stressed, that's when I get bitchy. Like, honestly, I get bitchy and it's just not fun. And then you can see it in my face, because I am not somebody who can hide my emotions very well. And so it's like, yeah, it's just not cool. So I like to keep the day of the shoot just very like, whatever happens, happens. We've planned as much as we can to get to this point. So I just plan as much as I can until the actual shoot day. And then on shoot day, I'm like, all right, let's let the universe flow with us today. And usually it turns out perfectly fine. So I have all my clothes lined up. I'm trying to think next steps. I have all my clothes lined up. I start like a box of shit that I'm going to bring to the shoot. For instance, at this shoot, I totally forgot to mention this. I like to make like a shot list too of different things. So I know at this shoot, we're using a projector, which I'm so excited about. It's going to be so creative and different. I really wanted to push myself, because I know, and you guys probably know this too, a lot of people have kind of like, I mean, we kind of set the bar when it came to brand shoots, I would say, because when I did my first, you know, brand shoot with Jackie and Natalie, I was like, okay, we need to like do something different here. Like, I don't want to be sitting on a computer. I mean, sure, there's some shots like that, but I don't want them to be all the shots. Like, I want it to be provocative. I want it to be like, I'm sick of boring brand shoots. Boring brand shoots are dead. And so after that, it was kind of like everyone and their mama wanted to get a dope ass brand shoot, which I love. I'm so glad that we kind of helped spike that movement. But now it makes it a little harder for me, because I'm like, okay, I really push myself to do things differently. And so how can I go outside of the box with this shoot and make it different and make it fun and unique? I mean, basically, like, how do I just do something different without it being weird? So a projector was an idea that came to me, and I'm really excited to see how they turn out. They might fail. You know, the shots that I have in my head, they might not turn out, and that's fine, but at least we tried. So I bought a projector for the shoot. We're basically going to project different things onto the wall, and I might stand in front of it. The video is going to be super dope, all of that stuff. So I'll write down some different concept ideas like that. I also, during the shoot, because we're doing this for ads, I'm also going to record on my iPhone some more authentic, like as if I was recording an Instagram story type of stuff for the ads. So you're going to have like the professional studio stuff by the photographer, videographer, and then I'm going to have the in-app more authentic stuff. So that's something that I recommend too, is to do both when you're doing a shoot, because both can perform differently depending on who they're shown to. So we have our concept ideas. Obviously, you want to choose your location. Fuck, obviously. Okay, so all the stuff I'm talking about right now is like after you choose your location, after you choose your photographer, videographer. When it comes to choosing your photographer, videographer, you want to choose people who you really admire their work. Don't find someone who's like mediocre and expect them to do something awesome, because it's just not going to happen. So I suggest investing in somebody that you truly want to work with, that inspires you, that you're just really excited about. Then your location, you really have to pay attention to like, what are we shooting this for? Obviously, what's the vibe? Look at your Pinterest board. Are all of the shots outside? Are most of them inside a studio? Like, what is it? And then kind of choose your location based on that. We found a location here in LA. It's a studio. It's really, really great. It has a lot of different kind of like rooms or like areas. Like there's a brick wall, there's a black wall, there's the white, which is the white is really what I was looking for, but there's other areas too. It's more expansive than what I really needed. And I did that, you know, on purpose, because I always am looking for something that has more than what I want, just so that we can kind of get outside of that box that we're thinking of in our head and maybe, you know, on shoot day have some cool ideas. And that's another thing too. I actually book my shoots extra long. So we're shooting for 9 hours. We're not going to need 9 hours, but I like to have it so we're not running around frantically with our heads cut off, like, go over here, change your outfit, change your outfit. It's like we can sit down as a team, as a creative team, and we can really be like, okay, so how can we make this as creative as possible and just take our time and let the ideas flow on the day of. So that's another little thing. Then you want to look at, just like you did outfits, you want to look at hair and makeup. So I get my hair and makeup done by Vera, which I'm so excited to work with her. I've met her and she's absolutely amazing. I've spent time with her, but she hasn't actually done my hair and makeup before. So I'm really, really excited. She's so talented. She works with the girls. So I'm basically going to put together another Pinterest board within the board. So in Pinterest, you can actually separate the pins in a board into different categories in one board, which is really nice. So I have, you know, I separate the thing, whatever. So there, one of the categories I'll have is hair and makeup, and I'll kind of put what I'm looking for there. So then when I talk to the team, we kind of have a plan. So we have concept ideas, we have inspiration for just the shots, we have inspiration for video, for photo, we have inspiration for hair, makeup, I have all my outfits, I have everything ready so that when we're on the shoot, and I'm sure to, you know, when we talk, we'll kind of put together a timeline. I like to put together a timeline of the day of like, okay, so we're going to shoot in this outfit first. So honestly too, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. And when I hang all my outfits up, I also have a steamer. Make sure you get a steamer, steam that shit, so it's not wrinkly. That looks terrible in photos. I will probably put, well, first I'm going to try everything on, because if I don't like something, I'm not going to bring it. You know, even if I got it for the shoot. So I'm going to try every single outfit on. It's so important. And I'm actually going to take a picture of myself in every single outfit. And then I'm probably going to print those pictures out almost like a fashion show and like, you know, clip it to the actual items. So I can be like, okay, here's this outfit. And I can show the team, you know, tomorrow on our meeting too with all the photos and be like, these are all the outfits. These are all the concept ideas that I have. What outfits do you think should go with what concept ideas? Like, what should I shoot studio stuff in? And what's the timeline of the day? So you have your concepts, your shot list, basically. And then you have all your outfits and you pair them with the concepts. And then you can create a timeline so that you know, this hour we're shooting this, this hour we're shooting this, this hour we're shooting this, or half hour, whatever you want to do for your timeline, however much time you have, so that you can kind of keep a timer as to like, okay, shit, we've been shooting this for too long, let's change. And then the actual shoot on the day of goes by so much more seamlessly, so much more smoothly, all of that type of stuff. So, and then on the shoot day, just have fun. Like, make sure you have lunch, make sure you have breakfast, like coffee, whatever you want to do, make sure that you have lunch. I find a lot of people will just kind of forget about lunch. It's like, no, get lunch delivered or whatever. And then after the shoot, I always take out the whole team and I bring them to dinner and High Moon Studio pays for it. And we have a great time. We get half drunk at a restaurant and order whatever we want. And we just have a good time together. Make it fun. You know, make it something that you're excited about, because if it seems like too much work, you're just not, the passion isn't going to be there, and then it's not going to turn out very great. So I always just try and stay in the best headspace that I possibly can, and just have fun. They can be really stressful, but just be yourself. Don't worry. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, that's how you're looking right now in this moment, and how you look is the least important thing about you. You have way more things that are way more important about you than how you look. So just don't worry about it. But yeah, that's a little behind the scenes on how I plan for a shoot. That was kind of long-winded, but I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you got a lot out of this episode, and I hope that this helps you when you plan any of your future shoots. If you enjoyed this episode and you feel called to write a review, please do on Apple Podcasts and take a screenshot. Email it over to Becca, which is BECCA at highmoon-studio.com, and we will send you a little gift of gratitude in the mail. Thank you guys so much. I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.